Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court of appeals has issued a ruling, frankly, that is in defiance of the actual language of so-called Title IX, in which it said, essentially, that a boy can use the girls' restroom in schools or vice versa. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com. And Holly Mead, the Director of Communications for Liberty Counsel. There are two cases that are currently pending at the Federal Court of Appeals. The one was the so-called Grimm case out of Virginia. It's at the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. That governs not only Virginia, but also North Carolina, which is important. We'll talk about that. And there's another case in another Federal Court of Appeals that's pending as well. In the lower courts, both of the lower courts went the right way. They said that this federal law called Title IX does not apply to allow a boy to use the women's restroom in a school or vice versa. That when the Title IX federal law was written back in the 1970s, sex meant male and female. There was no other conception that it would be this gender fluidity, including somebody who's born male and now wants to be female. But now in a split decision from the Federal Court of Appeals, although the case is far from over because it has to go back down for more litigation, a judge wrote that, in fact, we need to give deference to the Obama administration's interpretation of Title IX. Well, now you guess where this case is going. Matt, this is an absurd situation that is coming out of Virginia. I don't think that it represents anything close to the actual text of the Title IX. And obviously, there's other litigation that will still ensue.
Well, it's not even an issue whether or not at the time of the drafting and passage of Title IX that the legislative intent was sex. They talked about the sex of an individual. You cannot discriminate based on sex. This notion of this fluid, subjective idea of gender hadn't even taken root yet. And so the legislative intent was unequivocal. This is the progressive activist method of changing the terms and redefining the terms when you don't like what they mean. The high court did this with marriage, of course. This is a case where the Obama administration is misusing and abusing Title IX to make it accomplish something that was never intended to, that it was never intended to accomplish, rather than exercising the constitutional method and going through and changing Title IX to, if they want to change it, they'd have to get it through the legislature. This is how our separation of powers was wisely created by our founders. But when you have a tyrant like Barack Obama and judicial activists like those on the Fourth Circuit here that have a radical ideology that they want to impose in defiance of the legislature, this is what we get.
Well, Title IX applies to entities, for example, like public schools that receive federal funds, and it requires that you not discriminate on the basis of sex. Title IX in some cases requires, for example, that if you have a boys' soccer team, you have to have a girls' soccer team. If you have a boys' baseball team, you have to have a girls' baseball team. So you have this equal opportunity, for example, in the public schools as just one application of Title IX. Now the question is, this person who is born a girl in Virginia now wants to, in her mind, be a boy. Gavin Grimm is the name of this person. And now this girl wants to use the boys' restroom, shower rooms, locker rooms, etc. The federal court below said, no, Title IX doesn't apply to people who think they're something other than their birth sex. In a split 2-1 decision, the federal court at the preliminary stage said, well, the lower court didn't give enough deference to the Obama administration's reinterpretation, frankly, of Title IX. And so now the case goes back down to the trial court. The case is far from over. But, and it's not the only litigation out there like this, But now we're talking about how does this impact North Carolina? Because North Carolina is in the same federal circuit known as the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. And of course, we know what happened, Holly, in North Carolina, where the legislature said that you have to have this uniformity across the state with regards to use of public facilities like restrooms, shower rooms, locker rooms. And that would apply to public schools, that you have to use the facility according to your birth at your sex at birth.
Thanks.
Now they're
goodness,
going to have to reconsider this in terms of their, I pray that the North Carolina doesn't move, doesn't budge off of this and stays the course because I think this decision is wrong. And certainly it's not the end of this decision. It's just the beginning.
It's just crazy because it's like we're no longer basing things on law and reality. It's become feelings and we're giving into all these what I feel. And it's like what happened to our foundation, our biblical foundation?
What happened to common sense?
Yeah, really. I mean,
what happened to objective reality and truth?
Your parts? You have these parts.
So, you know, like in this school here, you could have a boy, 16-year-old boy, going into the girls' shower room, not just a restroom stall and closing the door where no one sees that person, but going into an open shower room or locker room, completely undressing in the presence of girls. You can imagine parents when they realize the implications of this. And the absurdity also of companies,
right.
For example, like Apple and PayPal and Starbucks and the NFL and whatever else you're talking about, wanting to boycott North Carolina. They're hypocritical
exactly.
In their public puffing.
I mean, you have Apple, the CEO is a homosexual. You know, he's making threats about this. PayPal, as you said, Starbucks. Bruce Springsteen canceled his concert in Greensboro, but yet these companies, they do business in these other countries where
Malaysia and Islamic
exactly.
nations that and Saudi Arabia that execute homosexuals
exactly.
and cross-dressers. Matt, you know what needs to start happening? I'm going to be doing an upcoming column on this. Parents, young girls who are exposed to people like we talked about the other day, Clay.
Francis Scott.
Francis Scott
out in Washington,
who exposed himself, a 40-some-odd-year-old man who exposed himself to girls as young as 6 years old in the locker room. People need to start holding these businesses and companies accountable with sexual
Absolutely.
Harassment.
Well, like for example,
this is sexual harassment.
You know, yeah. And we are looking at, for example, if they're going to try to use Title IX this way, we're going to look at a counter suit with Title IX because girls should all be able to have a girl's restroom, right? Not a restroom that boys can enter into.
I don't want to enter the restroom and be fearful there's going to be a man there, pervert, something like that.
But, you know, Target also got into this.
Yeah.
I just say for people, you know, Target's already crossed the line, become very much an advocate of the homosexual agenda. And now they're saying, okay, men can use the women's changing room. Fine. Don't ever shop at Target anymore.
And the restrooms.
Yeah. Don't go to the restrooms. Don't go to Target. Use your shopping dollars as your vote.
What should a mom do? Like I had a friend of mine, post on Facebook. She has a young girl, like 5 years old. She's like, I'm horrified. What do I do? I have to explain things to a five-year-old who shouldn't be knowing things at five-year-old? What do they do at this point?
Well, you know, Matt, Judith Reisman has done a lot of research on this because when young people are confronted with pornography at that age, it imprints literally on their mind. When they see a sight of a man in a restroom, that's going to be imprinted
exactly.
in their mind.
Yeah.
That we are sexualizing our children at an early age, and the pornography and all of this creates neural pathways in their brain. The science is clear that changes them, that harms them forever.
But what should she do, though? I mean, what's the step she should do?
Well, as far as educating her child, that would take another whole time frame. But in terms of whether her child goes to some of these places, I would encourage people to contact these stores like Target and say, we're not going to patronize your business anymore. If, in fact, your child is exposed to something like this, consider some kind of grievance against that store or even a civil lawsuit. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. What we're seeing is the abolition of common sense. This is an attempt, and it's been there in the agenda for a long time, to abolish the construct of gender, male and female. Now, for you and I, that seems to be ludicrous. How can you abolish gender? That's exactly what the agenda here is, so that gender is nothing to do with objective reality. It's all subjective mental machinations. And essentially what it is rebellion against the Creator who created us, male and female, in His image. It's a direct rebellion against God Himself. No wonder why religious liberty is in the crosshairs. That's why Liberty Council is involved in 20-plus states around the country, ensuring that our religious liberty is protected. Pray for Liberty Council and visit our online store, lc.org, where you can support the ministry.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.